start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Broadcasting live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, here is your host, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. I told you about a week ago, really more closely to about 10 days ago, that I had some information that I wanted to share, but I was not allowed to do so. Today is the episode that we have that discussion here on Safety FM.
Safety FM, changing safety culture, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. How have you been? I feel like it's been a while since we've had a conversation, but to be quite honest with you, it hasn't really been a while. Is I've had so much going on that I didn't really know where to start with this particular episode, but my, oh my, has the world changed around me. First off, thank you for listening to the last few episodes of Safety FM. Sorry about the somber mood about the last one, but I thought it was a very important message that we needed to discuss. Anyways, how are things going inside of your life, inside of your organization? Good. That is good to hear. I'm glad that things are going well. Anyways, starting today, I wanted to share the information finally with you. So over the last few weeks, I have been working on this project that was very, very important to me, but I wasn't allowed to talk about it because everything wasn't done or completed. So today I got finally the information that it is complete. We are able to talk about it. So let me tell you what's going on. So the big news is Apple has a new TV service that has been announced today. Okay, really, that's not it. I'm just joking as I say that. No, but the information that I wanted to share with you over the last few weeks, I've been working with Dr. Todd Conklin. And Dr. Todd Conklin has put out a book called The Five Principles of Human Performance, a contemporary update of the building blocks of human performance for the new view of safety. Well, Dr. Conklin has dedicated a lot of time into this book, and he has done something where I really did appreciate, where he turned around and he made the book an audiobook. Well, Dr. Conklin has given us permission to go ahead and actually produce the audiobook. So over the last few weeks, I have been working on producing Dr. Todd Conklin's audiobook with us here at Safety FM. So my big announcement that I want to make is finally Dr. Todd Conklin's book, The Five Principles of Human Performance, a contemporary update of the building blocks of human performance for the new view of safety, is finally available. So if you go to either iTunes or go to Audible, it is readily available and produced by yours truly, Jay Allen. And I appreciate Dr. Todd Conklin giving me the opportunity to do so. It is an honor to be able to edit his book his audio version of the book, better saying. Dr. Conklin is someone who I have looked up to for a very long period of time. So just being able to produce that for him was an honor. I am very humbled by the experience. So that's one of the things that's actually going on. I'm very excited about it. It was released today, or I'm recording this on Monday. So there you go. There is a time swap that you are fully aware of. But currently it is the 25th, which is Monday, and you will be listening to this here at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time. That it will be midnight Pacific time, but that is what's going on. I know over the last few weeks, we haven't really had a lot of interviews, let's say, quote unquote, on Safety FM on the long podcast. There are now, you understand the reasoning behind it, really doing a lot of work in regards of getting this book accomplished and really wanted to get out to the general audience as soon as possible. Now, we did have a contestant that actually did win a book. Unfortunately, they were in New Zealand, so they were unable to get the book. So what we're going to do in return, and you know who you are out there, we are going to send you the audio version of the book. Please don't think that I forgot about you. What ended up taking place was you could not actually do the actual normal book format. So the audio book is what we'll be sending you. Hopefully you're able to enjoy it there in New Zealand. If it doesn't work out, we can just get in contact and then figure the rest of it out. But that is the exciting news on what's going on here at Safety FM. We're very happy for Dr. Todd Conklin's new book, and that's something that I wanted to share. So if you do get the opportunity, we'll put a couple links inside of the actual information about the podcast. That way you can go around and actually take a look, take a listen. And currently the book is on sale on Audible. So go ahead and take a listen there. And then, of course, if you haven't signed up for Audible, you can always go to audible.com/safetyfm, and that will get you linked directly into it. Anyways, besides that, what do you have going on in your neck of the woods? Currently, we are here at Safety FM. We got a lot of things kind of brewing in the back burner, some things that we'll discuss the further we go down. How are you enjoying the new shows that are coming about? Crucial Talks with Mike Saddam, something recently that we have put on there. Also, as you are aware, Steve Sisson with Safety Talks. Those are the newest shows. We will be having a new edition coming very, 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 very shortly. I will be having that discussion with you relatively quick, but give me some time trying to finalize part of the deal. Hopefully you are enjoying the different shows that are available on safetyfm.com and on safetyfm.live. We have attempted to do the most and the best that we could in regards to the apps. A lot of interaction with the apps. We're seeing more and more people use those. I have been amazed on the amount of people that have actually been using, especially the Android app. That's the one that surprised me the most. Of course, we are available on the Alexa skills. That's available, of course, out there. But don't really want to hype up too much of the product. What I really want to talk about today is, besides that we have all this other stuff going on, is the availability of being able to do different things inside of the organizations. So right now, as you look into your organization, let's talk about that. How is this new fraction of safety going inside of your organization? Are things going better? Are things changing? As we speak, human and organizational performance is becoming such a key factor across the different areas that I'm able to interact with. So I'm trying to figure out, how is it going inside of your organization? Are you still using behavior-based safety? Are you using lean? What exactly are you using? Are you using these things as potential building blocks to go to the next level? What is the best thing that's working for you in your organization? These are the things that I normally want to ask in regards of questions, because what happens is not every single version of safety will work for every organization. And I know a lot of people look at me and go, "What the hell are you talking about?" And what I mean by that is, there might be a format of safety that I use inside of my organization that might not work at the organization that you're at, depending on what you do. Now, you can tie some of it together, but not everything will work the way that you want it to 100%. And not trying to go off on a tirade there, but it's just one of those things that you need to think about as you're moving forward. Remember, there's a sunk cost when you implement a safety program. So build off the structure that you have and make it the best safety program possible for your organization. Remember, Just because you're in one style organization doesn't mean that a safety program or a safety process will work inside of there. There's certain things that if you take a versionality of safety that might not adapt to your organization depending on what you're doing. Now, keep in mind, I am not changing from what I'm telling you in regards of how I believe in human and organizational performance. That is the version of safety that I prefer, but it is based on the environment that you're in. And I know some people will probably sit here there and go, Jay, what the hell are you talking about? But at the same time, you need to think about it on what's going to work best within your organization. Anyways, I always appreciate everything that you guys do out there supporting us here at Safety FM, listening to the different podcasts, the different shows that we have available, and of course, always coming to our network and actually really following along with the sponsors that jump on from time to time in regards to promoting the show and doing the different things. The more that I've been talking to some of our podcast hosts and show hosts, we have some ideas on things to do here. I'm coming up with the different, we'll say, safety conferences that come up. We have a pretty good idea of something that we're wanting to do here, and I'll bring it up later down the road. I'm probably jumping the gun a little bit, but I want to really have a discussion on what you would like to see as an audience member. How would you feel if we went somewhere where we had several of our hosts available to you, where we might have some question and answer sessions at, let's say, quote unquote, a big conference, nationally recognized, if that'd be something that you'd be interested in? Or would you be more interested in along the lines of a symposium? But that's something that we can discuss later down the road. Anyways, I don't have much going on. I know this is going to be a short one here today, but the way that I look at it is that you want content. You just don't want me yappering away. So as I would normally say, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.